Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Experience with Rob Ray that you remember?
Just being a rookie, coming in and raised around the team. He was an interesting guy because he wanted to kind of test you a little bit, see what you're made of. That's how I remember my first interactions with him, was just kind of figuring out who is this kid. And, you know, he had a lot to say. He was poking, and waiting for your response. And he wanted to see you stand up for yourself. He wanted to know who he was going on the ice with, I think. And that's kind of how he lived his life on the ice. He wanted to know you're going to war. And if you could interact with him, I'll say, and then you were worthy of stepping out on the ice. But he's going to test you. He wanted to see what he had. And it's also kind of interesting, too, because I on the airplane early on, I was sitting, like, all the seats were kind of taken, right? You know, so you pick the open seat, and mine was facing Razor at the table seat. And he would have his side, and I'd have my side, and tell me a few stories and give me some advice and stuff like that. So it was... it was kind of fun to get to know. I was only there a couple months that first year, and then, you know, as he moved on, you know, that was that. But then as he came back into the community and back with the Sabres and spending more time around, you know, really got to know him a lot better in that way as a person. And, you know, just taking in all the things that he's done with the community, with the alumni, caring about his teammates, former teammates, his community. And you really have a picture of a guy who is – not only accomplished something in hockey, but accomplished something in his life where he has the respect of, you know, all the people that he comes across.
When he was a broadcaster, that was the glory years you were going through as a team. I mean, what was it like? You know, he'd be visiting the locker room before games, morning skate. Just what kind of influence did he have in that group? Just keeping ready and keeping you sharp?
Well, he kept things fun. You guys all know how fun he can be. So it was, you know, he was not that far removed from, you know, being an NHL player. You know, he's keeping it fun for us, and you know, somebody you could count on to, you know, help you around the community, help you with, you know, just being around. You know, any number of things come up when you're talking, and he was always there for the guys, and he liked to be around the rink and liked to be around talking. And I think that's he's done a great service to the team, like I said, on the ice and off the ice. So
in some ways he was a link between the era before you guys,
yeah,
and your era. In what way, the way that he carries himself, his role with the Alumni Association, what impact, I guess, would that have on you guys as a group, just in terms of the pride and understanding what came before you?
Well, yeah, you need that connection. I mean, something has to get passed down if you want to build a history and build something. Yeah, I think we all respected what he did as a player, and that makes it easier. And then, you know, you just get to know Rob as a person. You can tell by the way the guys, you know, interact with him, and, you know, and he supports the guys in everything they do, and I know that we support him.
When did you know that you had broken through and you were accepted with Rob?
Well, I was told not to swear in here, but I told him to do something. Because he was on me about something during the game, I just kind of chirped him back about maybe how many minutes he was playing, and then maybe he should mind his own business kind of vibe. And I think he thought that was funny. And then we moved on. That's how I remember it. He'll probably give you a different story.
When you look at his whole body of work, and Brad May was here, and he knew him when he was younger. But if you look at the whole body of work and what he represents, I mean, you're more familiar with the second half of his career. What does he represent, you know, when it comes to being a Sabre and Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, admittedly, I was at a time when he was holding on and trying to find a role and probably not happy about most of the time. He was not happy about his role 100%. Yeah, so I got to see that side, but just knowing what he did beforehand and how he was, you know, everything the Sabres needed to be, and coming in with fierce competitiveness and being – very tough man in a very tough era, certainly transcended into the new generation that I was more a part of, and you know, still carried a lot of weight with us, and you know, you can kind of only earn that in the arena. And he's kind of guy who shows up, and like I said, he carried it from on the ice to off the ice because he seems to show up to battle and help where he can.
What piece of advice did he give you that stuck with you, like through playing and even afterwards?
I mean, I was probably a little just too young to take all that in, but I just kind of took it as, you can get rewarded for your competitiveness and you can be rewarded for your loyalty kind of vibe. I think that he wanted to know who he's, like I said, going to war with, and he wanted you to be taking it as seriously as he did. So, accountability, I guess.
This community always meant a lot to you, and it means a lot to him too. Is that something you admire about him, that even to this day, he's still out in the community doing things?
Yeah, it's something that, like I said, when you have people before you showing you the way and they make it easy to see by kind of lighting it up, like, okay, this is what we do. You can partake in that, and it's certainly something that made it easier for me to go out and do stuff or to understand what Buffalo was, because other people had gone out and ventured out and been involved in the community and gotten built a life off of it. So I think that he did a lot to inspire a lot of that, and I think that's that's why we're here today. I think he's kind of everything you hope would come from coming to a city, making it your new home, and then making it your life. That's what Razor did.